I'm Corbin Centerman. I'm 15 years old, and I play goalie.
Corbin, tell us how your season went this year with the Airdrie Extreme.
We had a great season. We had a great team. A great group of kids, but we didn't get the end result we wanted, but it was still a really fun year.
Yeah, you bet. How far did you make it in playoffs?
We made it to provincials, so that would be down to the top five teams, and we came fourth.
Excellent. And what do you think you learned, and how did you grow as a player during this season?
I think this season I was really able to kind of learn just how to play to my role and what I need to do for the team to be successful.
Excellent. How did you wind up getting to be part of Team Black for the Alberta Cup?
So there was a tryout right after, the weekend after provincials, and I kind of got to go to that, and there was 24 goalies trying out, so pretty much just had that tryout and then found out that I was on the team.
Yeah, you bet. And so I was down there to start that tournament last Thursday and got a chance to talk to your coaching staff there and the crew behind the scenes there for Team Black. So you guys were the gritty gamers. Was that your kind of motto for that weekend?
Yeah, that's correct.
And so how did that help you guys, you know, build some chemistry and get ready for the tournament?
Yeah, it kind of just gave us a motto to live by or kind of play by. So we kind of had a idea going into every game that we were going to be gritty gamers. We're going to play hard, and we were going to game.
You bet. And how did the experience go for you? How much did you enjoy being a part of that team and being able to, you know, be a part of a Hockey Alberta event that's run the way that one is?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was a great event. It's always a great opportunity when you get to wear your province's crest. So I had a lot of fun with my team and just really enjoyed the experience.
And your experience in net, I saw you be able to win the first game. You had a tie in your second game, and eventually you guys have made it to the championship game. How do you think you performed during the tournament?
Overall, I had a pretty good tournament. Obviously, there was a bit of pressure going into that with all the people watching, but I thought I played to my strengths and had a pretty good tournament overall.
In the championship game, you look down at the other end, and Ryan Grout was in net there. He obviously had a couple of shutouts during the tournament and had a great tourney as well. You know, what was that experience like for you going head-to-head in a tournament where, you know, lots of scouts were watching both of you, and you both had such a good tournament?
Yeah, going into the tournament, I knew he was good. Obviously, with his round-robin games, I could see that he was playing pretty hot. I've talked to him a few times in person, and over the phone, and he's a great guy, so it was nice to play against him, but also I was just focused on my own game and making sure that I was doing what I could for my team.
And what you could do for your team was make 43 saves during the 70 minutes and then stop all three shooters in the shootout. So have you ever been in an experience, you know, quite like that one, to be able to backstop your team into a tournament victory?
Yeah, no, I've definitely never been in that kind of scenario until this tournament, so it was crazy.
And you make all three of your saves there, and then you get to watch at the other end, and Foster gets the goal. So just, you know, what was that sequence like to watch that unfold and then to be able to celebrate?
Well, I was really nervous. Kind of didn't know what to think, but I was pretty confident that he could score. I just all depended how or what move he did, I guess.
Yeah, and what was it like then to be able to celebrate and get a team picture and be the Alberta Cup champion for you?
It was great, obviously. I wasn't expecting it, so the adrenaline was crazy, and it was, pretty speechless moment.
Yeah.
I don't really remember exactly what happened, but it was just a whole blur of excitement and happiness.
Corbin, describe to us how you play as a goaltender and what you think your strengths are.
I'd say I'm a pretty technical goalie, but I can also rely on my athleticism when necessary. I think that I rely on my skating a lot to put myself in the right position to make saves.
Are there some goaltenders at other levels that you like to watch and maybe try and incorporate some of the things that they do into your game?
Yeah, in the NHL, I like to kind of, I wouldn't say I model my game after anybody, but I definitely see bits and pieces from certain goalies that I kind of like to try, like Carter Hart. He's probably the only one goalie I could pick out that I just kind of admire and try to play like.
Yeah, that's a great one. How about your favorite player and favorite team?
My favorite player would also be Carter Hart, and my favorite team is the Edmonton Oilers.
Who are some of the coaches that have helped you along the way here and given you some great advice?
All my coaches that I've had have been fantastic. And Mitch Ferguson this year, and then in previous years, Pat Seeley, Aiden Dole, and my goalie coach, Kramer Barnstable.
That's great. How about looking ahead here as the prospects draft is coming up on the 19th? You know, what are your expectations here as a couple more weeks will go by and you get some more time to think about what your future will look like?
Yeah, obviously there's going to be a lot of chat about it coming up. I'm excited for the kind of the opportunity that it brings, but I'm not really focused on it.
Yeah, no, that's okay. How about as things stand right now, where are you expecting to play next season, Corbin?
Next season I'll be trying out for the U18 team in Airdrie, but I hope to play either there or the U16 Avalanche in Airdrie.
Excellent. And then looking back at your career, where did you start your minor hockey career, and what's maybe a highlight of your minor hockey career?
Started out playing for the Kneehill Chiefs, played 8 seasons there, and then I played 3 seasons for the Olds Grizzlies, PUAA for 2 years, and then U15 AA for 1 year before playing for the Extreme this year.
And yeah, is there a specific memory that stands out from those years?
Probably just the tight kind of community and teams of having only 11 kids on the team back when I played in Kneehill, and also probably winning the banner in PUAA second year.
Cool. All right. Well, those are all the questions I had for you, Corbin. Thanks so much for sharing that with us. And yeah, best of luck here as you look ahead to the prospects draft on the 19th.
Yeah, thank you.